my plan going up to my big league first hat was to have a plan. That was part of my game, which was being had a very good approach, and I always knew what I wanted to do in the box. And being in the heat of the moment, as I was going from in the hole to on deck and then to walking up to the plate, a lot more nerves and a lot of other thoughts were running through my mind that the normal process I had of just making sure that I was aware of the situation and aware of how the pitcher was doing that inning and what he was throwing for strikes and what he wasn't throwing for strikes and the scoreboard, all that stuff coupled with playing in front of, you know, a sellout and it being a Fox nationally televised game, like, kind of I blacked out and I walked up to the plate being like, uh-oh, well, what do I do? And I know it sounds ridiculous, but then I said a prayer. I was like, God, I need some help right now. And first pitch came, and I swung, which was very out of character for me. It was a good pitch to hit. Unfortunately, it obviously went out. Rounding the bases, I was just kind of in a different headspace. And, you know, everyone gives me all this credit for hitting a first pitch grand slam, but, you know, you still have to have guys on base. I don't think that ever gets lost. It would have been just another solo home run if we didn't have three guys on base. So then obviously the ball goes out and everyone in the stadium is, you know, losing their mind, myself included, even though I wasn't showing it. And so that first day, that first at bat, first game, it was all something really special. And it was a day that I'll never forget.